if your background was husky right that day, that
well,
might
sure.
affect your answers.
Uh-huh.
I told her that, and she told me I didn't... and I said, it's a three-way street. It's a street between you and me. It's how you are coming on and I'm coming on. It's what happened.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I bet you she shuddered every time she saw you walk in the classroom.
Well, they all know me.
Well, listen, what do we got to do today? I mean, what is it? What, I mean, do you need any help today? Is there anything that we, you know? I mean, I don't know.
I
haven't been out to the house, you know, since that one Wednesday night.
Everything is just kind of on the surface, you know, there's little odds and ends here and there. I'm going to clean that up today and probably scrub today. And I get it all ready to load, and I have to call Mary and tell her I'm going here, her van. She offered her van.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, well, why should I drive that damn car of mine down there if I go down her van, you know?
Sure.
And then
is Mary going to come on over today then? Does she know?
I'll call her. I don't think she's planning on coming over. She took my little kitties. From Mary. I forgot about Mary. And Mary was so happy. I took the dirt box over there. And later, and cause he came by here when I was gone getting the dog, the rabies shot. And anyway, it was so cute. She came over and just strapped me and put her arms around my neck. She's so happy with those cats. And they're so sweet. And they'll just adapt to her. So nice, you know. And so they've got a nice little warm place inside. You know, I mentioned that I didn't like to put them out there in that cage so they're so little.
Yeah. Oh, sure. They should, you know, babies, they should. That's good.
Yeah, Mary was so sweet. She's the sweetest thing. I'm running around over there, busy.
Yes.
Just into them.
Do you want me to call her and have her contact you, or you just go ahead and call her?
She did offer it yesterday. She said, Lois, I don't see how your car's gonna make it down there. Would you like to be, maybe help you with my van? So I thought I'd just call her back today and say, well, I think I'll take your offer up.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, well, you can call her. Well, listen, I'm glad you told me, you know, what was on your mind.
I eventually will, whether it's in a...
Do you understand now why I said that? Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, that is the only thing I was thinking about. Because she'd mentioned it to you. And so I thought, well, maybe that'll, you know, if she has that there, it might be something that will make her continually remind her of Lois, you know, in the church. But then again, it could be, if she didn't have it, then maybe she missed more. I don't know. You know, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Well, do you understand? Okay, well, tell me if you don't.
You weren't thinking about beyond, let's say, a couple of weeks, and if the kid would have to give it up.
No.
You know. And
sure, so what? I mean,
I was thinking beyond that.
Beyond a couple of weeks, she's going to be with you. So, I mean, that's where that stands.
I told her that it would be weeks or so, and that.
Does she understand the time difference? I mean, does she understand why? I mean, what the strategy is on this? I mean, do you understand the strategy and that's why we're playing low key right now with these people, pretty much?
Yeah, they're not showing any hesitation or any, like,
Well, I'm not sure that we're that worried about.
possibly transfer into San Francisco State. So, you know, I'm still going to do that, whatever, you know. Take what I want, what I think is the best thing to go on, you know. And, because my record here at the Mendocino community is very good, you know. And real hard subject, so it shows that, you know, there was a stress upon me to go back and forth and working and all, you know. It was a stress, definitely. And that was why my grades went down. So, I don't think there's any problem there. Yeah, okay, well, maybe we can, I talked to Alice, too, about that apartment in the Reno area, and she's going to work on that, and June said something about Saturday night. We talked this thing all over, so I'm looking forward to that, too.
Good, yeah. I want to be sure I'm being on that, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I want you to.
Okay, well, listen, Lois, if there's anything else, you know, come up, or if you need anything else, let me know, please, okay?
I appreciate your concern.
Well, as far as concern, I'll be more, I should be more aware, think things through before I say things, so you know, if I'm not around, then I should be home, but I don't want to go anywhere. And if I'm not, I know Grace will be, you know.
Yeah, everybody's been well. It'll show Donna, too, you know, that final thing that her place is here, because he's, all the things he's done are so anti. I told Mama, I said, you plunked me down in a black family when I was very little. And then I said, I grew up defending racism ever since I was little. I defended it. I could dig you up articles I wrote in high school talking about racism and about inequality, and I said, you expect me not now to make a stand and go where people are this way, and I said, and you expect Donna not to say she dislikes people that won't let black people be leaders in their church? I said, she is saying hate, it's just a term, but I mean, she is saying, actually, that she doesn't like them because they do not care for all people.
Well, you know, it's one thing to teach your children that, but then to follow through on it, that's another thing.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. She's following through on it. She would stand up and say something.
Uh-huh.
Really.
Oh, with Donna, yeah, but I think about your mom.
No, I'm saying, that's the way I feel toward her, that Donna shows a lot of...
Oh, she does. She does what you told me about the... about the worms behind the car, that impressed me very much.
And going down there early to the bus stop, taking all the snails, imagine snails, and I never had that much feeling towards snails, so Donna did that.
Nor have I.
Twice. Before I would put a salt on a snail again, I at one time, four things in the temple, I had put salt on the four things and watched them melt away. Isn't that awful?
Oh, yes, I did that too. I'm afraid that I'm guilty of that too.
But that kid never felt that way, you know, so she's got so much socialism in her, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But she fights them. Boy, she come home and told me what she told them over there, how she told them this way it was, you know.
She has told us the way it was over there?
Yeah, to her father, and she said to a man one time that was made a racist joke, stood up and told him that she didn't like his joke. She may not talk any other time, but when it comes to socialism, she stands up and shouts, boy. Yeah, the little kid's so shy, you know. Small kids, well, I know the rest are the same way, but I know Father's not going to let her down.
Oh, of course not.
He's not made her life easy there with that stepmother because of it either. That's why the stepmother is mean to her.
Sure, well, that doesn't even end in the picture that we're not even thinking about something not happening. It's going to happen. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I'm very positive. I'm sure it's going to happen. I just don't want us to get that involved. They have to make his last stand energy thing because someone hasn't thought everything out like they should, you know.
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I am, because many times he said, you know, well, like his medicine. Someone didn't think, remind him of taking his medicine, you know, and little things like that. And it does show a lack that we're settling back too much upon our laurels, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Lois. That's true. We do have to be careful, number one, to do everything he says for us to do, and then number two, be, like you say, be thinking so we don't have to, it doesn't end up totally and completely all on him, but only in using his energies, you know, because all the instructions and everything we do anyways.
Yeah, but you gotta...
Usually, whatever we do, we botch up, and the Father has to come along and straighten it out. That's typically the way it goes.
I am not a dummy. And I really told him, you know. So I have stood everywhere.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
I think he's done. He's curious, but shocked him. I did it, and that's when he first came in.
First came, yeah, he probably was.
He's a lot better now. I'm sure he's
gotten down to someplace. Father's run a million miles.
There's nothing against him, you know. I know he's done beautifully and helped you so much with problems, man. But I'm just saying about the thing of television.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even work with you because I hate it so if you were very much that way. So
okay. Well, if you do see me be that way, you let me know. You nail my hands right on the spot.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we're on a common ground and equal. Yeah. Sort of thing. That's where you